It took 40 years, but guess who's back?
Mamma mia, here I go again. My, my, how can I resist you?
From the 1970s to the early 1980s, ABBA scored a string of massive global hits with songs like Mamma Mia, Dancing Queen, and so many more. They were pioneers in a lot of ways, one of the first groups to make music videos, sell their music on CD, and later to create a Broadway musical based on their hits. It's taken a while, but today, Bjorn, Benny, Agneta, and Frida are back with a new album and plans for a high-tech new show. Bjorn Ulvaeus and Benny Andersson recently joined me to talk about the reunion. Your first album in 40 years, may I say that this is just very good news for the world. Thank you for doing it on behalf of the world.
You're welcome. The world is welcome.
For those who don't know, the ABBA story begins with these two guys back in the 1960s. Bjorn and Benny were both well-known in Swedish bands when they started to bump into each other on the road. Here's Benny.
And I knew that Bjorn was writing some songs for his band. He knew I was writing for my band, and we said maybe we should try to do something together, you know, eventually.
Yeah, you know, give it a whirl, see what happens. Benny and Bjorn started writing songs together, and they were trying to make it as a duo when things started to get really interesting.
I met Agneta at a TV show, and it was more or less love at first sight.
Yeah, around the same time I met with Frida.
The ladies, Agneta Falskog and Annefrid Lyngstad, were both successful singers in their own right. So it was really only a matter of time before the women were asked to join them in the studio.
And they came in and they sang, and it was glorious. Then we said, maybe we should try to write some pop stuff in English and let them sing instead of the two of us. I'm not a singer, I can tell you that. Not like the ladies.
People thought almost it was a gimmick, you know. But the fact is that Benny and I met these two ladies who could sing like goddesses. And it just happened.
So it works very, very well. You win the Eurovision Song Contest in 1974, and then you just crank out hit after hit after hit as ABBA.
Yeah.
You must have been just riding sky high.
Yeah, but we had success before. So the glamour of the pop life wasn't exactly something that attracted us. Mm. But on the other hand, to be able to write full time for one group, for four people, that was such a luxury. And we were writing and recording all the time.
May I ask what has happened over the last 40 years with the four of you? You were married, and then you all went your separate ways. I mean, the two couples you divorced. How often have you been in touch?
Well, I'd say constant. Bjorn and I work together.
Yeah.
Constantly. I've had a band for 20 years called the Benny Andersson Orchestra.
Uh-huh.
We do Swedish stuff.
This is a not so sly way for me to ask what your relationship has been like. With the ladies.
Oh, with the ladies.
I don't know.
Well,
I knew you meant that, but I didn't want to answer.
And we didn't split up because we got divorced. We split up for other personal reasons.
Bjorn and Benny say there were no bad feelings, but also no real reason to get back together until a producer approached them with an idea to create a new show featuring digital 3D avatars of the band as it looked back in 1979. The avatars will sing the group's recorded vocal tracks with a live band accompanying them. The shows will play in London next spring, and Bjorn and Benny decided the event required some new songs.
Because if we were to go out on the road for real, we would have added a couple of new songs to that tour. So we said, let's try to do that. And that was a wonderful feeling, knowing that, okay, we're going to write music for ABBA.
Explain the shift that took place then when you realized, oh, this isn't just writing a song based on some inspiration I have. It's writing an ABBA song.
We know that these songs are going to be sung by these two ladies.
Mm.
And they agreed, and they were very happy to do it. And they sounded the same.
Yeah.
Which was a wonderful thing. And we, of course, we didn't know that beforehand.
Were you nervous?
No, I wasn't nervous exactly, but I was prepared for all of us to say, well, maybe this is not a good idea, maybe, you know.
Yeah.
But it turned out so good.
I still have faith in you. I see it now.
Can you tell me about the song, I Still Have Faith in You?
Melody comes first. Benny played it to me in his studio.
In my room, yes.
And I knew it had to be about us, about the four of us. Because it was so epic. And it was like it reflected those 40 years that had gone. And the joy of being together again and feeling that we can do it.
There's always been such optimism about your music, and I feel the same sense when thinking about this crazy concert you're going to give with digital versions of yourself on stage. It's very cutting edge. Where does that belief in possibility come from?
Well, the thing you just said, because it is cutting edge, because it hasn't been done before, that's exciting.
It's a new frontier. Something is going to come out of this that we don't know yet, beyond the ABBA voyage. It's going, perhaps, to change the course slightly of the music industry. Who knows?
And I still have faith in you.
Benny Andersson and Bjørn Ulvaeus of ABBA. Their new album is called Voyage. What a thrill it has been for me to talk to you. Thank you so much for making the time.
Nice talking to you.
Nice to talk to you, Rachel. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Do I have it in you?